world is a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh, biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. Quite a musically themed 8 o'clock hour with Rob Halford and Judas Priest with us at 8:20. And by the way, they're here July 13th, but they're not a candidate for this week's list. We have five strong candidates. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one, Wednesday night at Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Brian Wilson. I was sitting in a crummy
movie with my hands on my musical genius.
Yep.
Some of the melodies he wrote, whatever that was now, 40, 50 years ago, I just think are brilliant.
That interview the Hardline did with him last week was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think Corby had the observation that he sounded like Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And they were playing some clips of that, and he sounded exactly like Rick Moranis. It was funny. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. Had his share of downfalls.
Yeah.
And very difficult times. But
so what did he do, Gordo, when he went crazy?
He lay in bed for like 2 years and didn't shower, did like plates of cocaine, ate steak all the time, and listened to one song over and over and over and over and over.
Which one?
I think it was Be My Little Baby.
Yeah. Wow.
And he would the record would get to the end, the single. And he would take the needle and he'd lift it and put it right back at the beginning.
So like every 3.5 minutes he had to do that?
It's right beside his bed. He would just listen to it again.
Lord. How did he make it out the other side from that?
A lot of people didn't think he would. I mean, it was just a death spiral.
Wow.
He also had a piano in his room in a sandbox.
Yeah.
Why not? Give him feel the beach.
I think his dad really screwed him up.
Mm-hmm. How?
He was just a hard-driving dad. He was had a bad relationship, and Brian was real sensitive, and, you know, it was just, it's kind of a, it's really an interesting story. If you read the Beach Boys story or watch something on them.
I want to see that movie.
Just kind of the dismantling, and I guess the dismantling and the putting back together of Brian Wilson is an interesting human tale.
All right, he'll be here Wednesday. That's tomorrow night at Verizon. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday at Verizon, the Avett Brothers. And I didn't know this. I didn't know they were coming to town. I guess it's been off my radar because I'll be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We go on summer vacation Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to this CD nonstop, like for about a week.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw them many, many months ago when they came to Southside. What's the place down there called?
Southside of Lamar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been listening to their album, The Carpenter, nonstop. So
yeah,
I'm sorry I'm going to miss them Thursday night.
Yeah, they're good.
They put on a great show.
I've heard that. I've never seen them live, but I've heard they're really good.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town. Also Thursday night at Gas Monkey Live, Jefferson Starship.
Yes.
We did. We so much built this city.
I hope they play this song twice.
You know, I thought from the second that it came out that it was the worst song I'd ever heard. I couldn't believe how bad
it
was.
Shut your mouth.
And what I find funny now over the years is when you see in Rolling Stone or whatever the publication rank the worst songs of all time, this is almost the unanimous number one pick by everybody. Everybody agrees this song blows.
What are you talking about? Still may be the greatest song of all time. Yes! So true, so true.
So they've changed out their lineup a lot over the years. Were there ever any Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, or Starship songs you liked?
Yeah.
Jane?
I think great song.
Love that song.
Yeah.
So it's not that I hate the band, because Jane is fantastic.
If you can find that one, Joe, that's a kick our song.
Runaway was a top 10 hit for them. Count on Me.
Mm-hmm.
With Your Love, 76, Runaway, a top 10 hit.
Yeah, I guess this... what year was this from?
Jane's 1979.
Yeah. Started high school to this song.
Great groove. All right, that's Candidate 3, Jefferson Starship. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town. This will be Friday night at JEXA. It's the Kings of the Mic Tour featuring LL Cool J, Dougie Fresh, and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Wow. So, is LL Cool J a rapper now or award show host?
Mainly award show host.
Yeah.
He's got a regular show on CBS. He's an actor.
What show?
NCIS Los Angeles.
Tiny Fernando buried in the music somewhere. So DJ Jazzy Jeff, he started off with the Fresh Prince.
With the Fresh Prince, yeah.
And if you'd like an update, courtesy CelebrityNetWorth.com on how their two careers have gone.
Okay.
The Fresh Prince, Will Smith,
worth million.
$220 million.
So?
DJ Jazzy Jeff, worth $8.5 million.
Yeah, didn't have as many movies.
Right.
And TV shows, I guess.
Oh, the Sugar Hill Gang is also here.
Oh,
aren't you a big fan of the Sugar Hill Gang?
Sugar Hill Gang, absolutely. M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. Man, if I was in town, I'd go to that. Totally. Where is it?
It's at JEXA.
JEXA, wow. That's a big show.
It's a big week at JEXA. Because not only do they have that show on Friday, on Saturday they have Candidate Number 5. The Vans Warped Tour. Featuring the following bands: Kosha Dills, Split Breed, Alive Like Me, Bless the Fall, 100th, Lee Corey Oswald.
Hey, he was on with Bad Radio.
Trophy Eyes, Family Force 5, Born Cages, American Opera, Silverstein, Asking Alexandra, Imarosa, Cuckoo Kangaroo,
okay, Cuckoo
Matchbook
Kangaroo.
Romance, The Relapse Symphony, 68.
That's a good name. I like that name. The Relapse Symphony.
Aaron West in the Roaring Twenties, Alvarez Kings, As It Is, Baby Baby, Beautiful Bodies, Baby Rexha, Being nice. As an Ocean, Black Boots, notice we're just to the B's, Boy Meets World, Brian Marquis, Buttons, Candy Hearts, Chris B, Citizen, Cross Faith, Escape the Fate, Fit for a King, Handguns, Hands Like Houses, Have Mercy, I Killed the Prom Queen,
oh my,
Icon for Hire, Jewel Vera, Juliet Sims, Koji, La Castlevania, Major League, Mallory Knox.
Are you naming every band in the world?
Man Overboard, MC Lars, Megan Wright, Metro Station, Mod Sun, Moose Blood, Neck Deep, New Beat Fund, New Year's Day, Night Riots, Our Last Night, Palisades, Pyrus, Riff Raff, Rotting Out, So We Can Fly, Seaway, Set It Off, The Amity Affliction, The Dirty Nil, The Karma Killers, The Wonder Years, This Wildlife, Transit, While She Sleeps, Youth in Revolt,
heard of them.
Pierce the Veil, Knuckle Puck,
what?
Senses Fail, Miss May I, Tat, Trey the Ruler, Never Shout Never, and Sumo Psycho.
It's over 3 days?
This appears to be over one day Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
How do they do it?
I don't know. They're going to pay every band like $200 each.
And one song apiece?
Mm-hmm.
Half a song each.
Flat Fleet Feet.
Hold on.
They're not there.
Electric Stuff Kind
All right, so
Stunt.
Let's
Whoa!
Norm.
They might be there.
Let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. Is it candidate one? Wednesday at Verizon, Brian Wilson. Candidate 2, Thursday at Verizon, the Avett Brothers. Candidate 3, Thursday at Gas Monkey Live, Jefferson Starship. Candidate 4, Friday at JEXA, Kings of the Mic, featuring LL Cool J, Dougie Fresh, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and the Sugar Hill Gang. Or Candidate 5, the Vans Warped Tour at JEXA on Saturday, featuring Kosha Dills, Split Baby.
Oh, it's no, fine. No, we got it.
George.
I'll say the Avett Brothers.
Gordo.
Judas Priest.
Not on the list.
Oh. Then I'll go with Kosha Dill, Mortar Forker.
Okay, we get it.
Cunning.
Yes.
Okay.
Sean?
Heat-shaped Play-Doh.
What? What the hell?
I'll take Dirk's favorite band, the Avett Bros.
All right. Jer.
Brian Wilson.
Fernando.
Brian Wilson.
Big an Avett Brothers fan as I am, I think Brian Wilson is the biggest show coming to town. I think he's the biggest legend. So three votes to two to one.
I've never heard of him.
Brian Wilson, Wednesday at Verizon, biggest show.